Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13, and I would like to read two verses with you, verse 7 and 17. First of all, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7, where the Word of God says, "Remember them that have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation." And then verse 17 of Hebrews 13. "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." That's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and 17. And what we see in those two verses is the attitude that members of a local congregation should have toward their pastor. You know, I've been a pastor for over 50 years, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that I've had down through the years to serve God in the sense of serving His people through the local church. And I'm so thankful for the people that God has given me to serve down through the years. But I also recognize that there are many Christians who do not give the pastor the respect that they should give him. And that's not a good thing. You see, the pastor is not just a hireling of the local church congregation to do the work of the Lord. The pastor is a man who is called of God to shepherd the flock, that is, to lead the church closer to the things of the Lord. And every Christian has a responsibility to respect the pastor for who he is. And these two verses give us five responsibilities that we should maintain as Christians as it relates to our pastor. In verse 7 of Hebrews 13, it says that we are to remember those that have the rule over us. That means we are to honor them for the position that they have under God. Secondly, we are to follow their faith. It says, whose faith follow. In other words, as a pastor attempts to lead the congregation closer to the Lord and in doing the things of the Lord, those of us who are a part of the congregation should follow his faith as God leads him and not rebel against him. And then thirdly, it tells us that we should observe their example when it says, consider the end of their conversation. As a pastor sets an example of faithfulness and godliness before us, we should follow that example and try to imply into our hearts those things that he has implied into his heart in living for the Lord. Then in verse 17, it gives us two more responsibilities. It says, obey them that have the rule over you. This is talking about spiritual rule, spiritual teaching. And the Bible expects those of us who are a part of a congregation to obey those who are over us in spiritual matters, talking about the pastors. As the pastors teach us the Word of God, we should obey them according to the Word of God. And then it says, submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. That means submit to their leadership. Don't rebel against them as they are being used of God to lead the congregation closer to the things of the Lord. And so check your attitude toward your pastor today and do as these two verses teach, Hebrews 13, 7 and 17. Honor your pastor, follow their faith, observe their example, obey them in spiritual matters and submit to their leadership, and watch how God will bless you and encourage them, and watch how God will be glorified. Father, I pray that you'll give us all the right attitude towards those who are leading us spiritually, that your church might be strengthened and that you might be exalted. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.